Okay, tonight's discussion will be geared to a sugi that comes up, related to a sugi that comes up in Zvachim Kufta Zayin, which we had. The sugi is of Yisro. When was Yisro? Was Yisro before Matan Torah? Was Yisro after Matan Torah? That's the Gemara that brought that up, because the Gemara was discussing which types of karbanos were Bnei Noach allowed to bring before Matan Torah. So according to the Manda Amar that says he brought a shlamim, but they couldn't bring shlamim, you have to say it was after Matan Torah. So the Gemara works out on Kuf Tezayin exactly when Yisro occurred. But that really is the question that is underlying the Gemara is, what exactly was the experience of Matan Torah? Yisro was a separate ger that came either before or after. But what about Matan Torah itself? What was the experience of Matan Torah halachically? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. Again, there are a number of topics that touch on the one that we will talk about, but we'll mention them in passing. But we'll focus on one specific question, as we'll see tonight. Okay, let's start off with the Gemara in Maseches Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus on Daf Tes in source number one tells us that the source for all gerus, for conversion today, is from Matan Torah. Rebbe Omer Kachem Ka'avosechem. Ma Avosechem Lo Nichnasu Labris El Bemila Betfila Hartzaz Dam. Just like your forefathers had a triple process, three elements that were needed in order for them to become Gerim. They needed Mila. The males had to get circumcised. Betfila and Hartzaz Dam. They had to bring a carbon. A ger is chayv, a special karban. Avheim, lo yikansel lebris, ela b'mila v'tfila v'hartzaz damim. So too, forevermore, one needs mila and tfila and hartzaz damim. And then the Gemara goes in to discuss what the sources are. Go to the last skinny line. Amar mar, ma avosechem lo nechazel lebris, ela v'chulu. Bishlama mila. I know mila, they had dichsiv. Kimulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim. All the am that went out were Gad Bris Mila, meaning Yeshua, been known as a pasuk from Yeshua. Yeshua had to do a major Mila fest in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, because everybody that was born in the Midbar all those years didn't have a Mila. But Israel did not, besides Sheva Levi, did not do Mila in the Midbar. Uvrischa Yinsoru, the pasuk says in Zosa Bracha, Rashi says they are only Sheva Levi, they were the only ones that did Mila in the Midbar. Everybody else did not do Mila. But everyone who went out of Mitzrayim had Mila done. So that's how you know Mila was done. Or the pasuk tells us, the pasuk that we say at a Mila and in the Haggadah, right, the two places. See, the way, so you know Mila was done. Hartzaz damim, and you also know karbanos were brought at Har Sinai. Dichsiv, the pasuk says at the end of Mishpatim, Vayishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael. The na'arei b'nei Yisrael, which Rashi there in Mishpatim says were the firstborns, because that's who did the avoda at that time of history, before they blew it at the Egel, and it was given to the Levium and the Kohanim. So, you see, they had brought karbanos. So you know Mila, you know Karbanis, Ela Tvila Minalan. Where do you know that they did Tvila? How do you know they went to the mikvah, Dechsiv, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Vayizrok Ala'am? Moshe took half the blood, and he sprinkled it on the people, and the other half on the Mizbeach, Ve'ein Hazar, below Tvila. And you never have sprinkling without having to go to the mikvah beforehand. So that's how you know that there was Mila, Tvila, and Hartzaz Damim by Har Sinai, and so too today. Says the Gemara, Elamayata Ha'ina Deleka Karban Lona Kabal Gerim. 1 minute. If you need all three parts of the process, how do we ever have Gerim today? They're missing two out of three. Right, let's say, oh, we don't have Mila anymore. So you say, okay, there can't be any Gerim. You're missing one out of three. Interesting, what does the Gemara not even mention here? This is not really our topic. What's an aspect of Mila? What's an aspect of the Gerim's process that's not listed here? There's Mila, there's Tefillah, Hartzaz Damim. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs! Where's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Unbelievable! Where is it? So this big discussion that we've shown him. Is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs Ma'akev? Of course it's Ma'akev! It doesn't get off the ground without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. It just means you have to say it beferish. Of course you need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. You're not going to get to the end stage of Mila and the Bez is not going to let you go to the mikvah if you don't have Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. But you have to do it at the end. But interesting, not for now, but interesting that that's not on the list of ingredients that are needed. But anyways, it says the Gemara, we shouldn't accept Gerim today, because we don't have one of the elements. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Ki Agurotchem Ger, Asher Pesochachem. No, it said, the Torah tells us, it alludes to the fact that there's going to be Gerim in the future. So even though there wasn't going to be Karbanos, it's going to be Gerim. So, Bizman Azeh, if a person's a Ger, you should write it down, probably won't forget it, Behiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and he will have to bring a karban when Beis HaMikdash is built. Just like any woman who has a baby. She owes sets of karbanas for every baby born. Right? Somebody has 10 babies, that's 10 sets of karbanas that she has to bring when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Only one tefillah at the end of it, possibly, if there's no tumas later, really. But that is the, that's the Gemara. So it's pretty clear. The Gemara tells us that the source for Geirus, Bizman Hazeh, is Matan Torah. And the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia. That's where the Rambam talks about Hilchas Geirus. Bishloshe Dvarim Nechnu Yisrael Labris. B'mila v'tfila uva karban. Milo haisa b'mitzrayim. Milo they had in Mitzrayim because not only did they need that to become Jewish, they needed that before Karban Pesach. Shene k'shenomar v'chol arelo yochabo molosa Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them mila. Shekulam bitlu bris mila b'mitzrayim. Because they all did it, they didn't do it b'shinu Mitzrayim. Chutz b'shevet Levi, v'alzeh nemar b'rischa yinsorah, as we just alluded to. Just derech agav, parenthetically, tomorrow night in the Parshas year, we're going to talk about why Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe Rabbeinu and not Rabbeinu Moshe. Don't you usually give the title first? Rabbeinu! And say Rabbeinu after the name. It's Rabbeinu before the name. Okay, not for now. V'tfilo haisa b'midbar kodem matan Torah, and tfilo they did in the midbar before matan Torah also. Kishenomar. Kivikidashtim hayomu machar v'chibsusim losam. Because it's a different pasuk than the Gemara quotes. Right? It says, sanctify yourself. That's what tefillah means. Vikarban. And what about karban? Kishenomar vayishach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael vayalu alos aidei kol Yisrael hikrivam. Fine. Those are the three by Matan Torah. V'chein ledoros. And so too ledoros. Kishayirtza hagoy lehikanis labris ulehis tofes tachas kanfei ashchina. Whenever a guy wants to come and be mistofef under the wings of the Shechina, v'yakabel alav ol Torah, and accept upon himself the ol Torah tzarech mila util varzal stamim. Right, you always need those three, Vimnekevahi and a female, at least two. Obizman Azeh, the Rambam ends off at the end. She'ain Sham Karban, that there is no Karban, Tsarach Mila Utfila, Ukishibane Beis HaMikdash, Yavi Karbano. Right, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, they'll bring his Karban. And maybe Lishitaso, also not for now. Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we mentioned in the mitzvah shir yesterday, there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam, whether the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by us or going to fly down from Shemayim. And Hashem's taking care of it. Rashi and Tosfos say in Sukkah Mem Aleph that Hashem is building it. It's going to come down. The Rambam says no. Mashiach's going to build it. So Kishibana Beis HaMikdash, not Kishigala Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the Pasha says Kishibana Beis HaMikdash, but that's what one of the rayas that they bring for the Rambam is Kishibana Beis HaMikdash and not Kishigala. Okay, so you see the Gemara says it, you see the Rambam says it, and there's even a minhag that we all do every Shavuos. Every Shavuos we read Megillas Rus. Why do we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? Says the Manhig, one of the Rishonim, one of the earlier sources of this custom, and that is why? Because Rus was a Gioris. And we were all an Am Shel Gerim on Shavuos. That's one of the reasons that we read. Okay, it's also David HaMelech's birthday, yard site, and other reasons as well. But that's one of the reasons. V'ani matzasi tam yafeh, l'fi sh'avoseinu lo kiblu es ha-Torah, v'lo nechnesu labris, ela b'milu tilav ha-Tas damim. That's what happened at Har Sinai, on Shavuos. V'chu, skip a couple of psukim, skip a line, v'kdam ha-Peragah Cholis, v'hi nisgayra, and she, Rus, also converted. The psukim, the Chazal Darshan, that she was talking to Naomi, Kel Asher Telchi Eleh, wherever you go, I go, and she accepts, everyone is a different mitzvah, she's accepting Tchum Shabbos, and Yichud, and Amech Ami, Yalakayach Alokai, right, that's the whole process with Rus, and because of that, Yitachem Omar, say for Rus Batzeris. That's why we say Rus on Shavuos, yeah.
What was the original carbon that Israel brought?
There's a carbon gerim,
No, the original
korban
that
Bnei Yisrael brought. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, all of Zvachim and Shalom. The Gemara, Zvachim, I forgot the exact pasuk. But yeah, they brought Karbanah specifically when it comes. Okay, so this is all backgrounds. And that is, all Hilchas Geirus comes from us. Comes from Am Yisrael themselves. Interesting hashkafic point just to think about. All of Hilchas Geirim come from the Jewish people themselves. Doesn't come from, it's not a separate parsha of outsiders joining. It's we were mahapech ourselves in order to become Jewish. It's even the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in source number 4, based on the Gemara says, Ule'inyin Eidus, afilo achim in ha'ei me'idin zelazeh. If you have two brothers that converted, mida oraisa, they could testify against each other, or with each other. Why? The Gershon is Gair, Kakat and Shinola Dami. Somebody who converts, he's like a baby. He's not related to anyone before. He's not related to his brother. He's not related to his parents. Gershon's got a kachin oladam. So two brothers are not called related. They're allowed to testify in the same case with each other. It's amazing that the Gemara quotes this in Yevamos. There is not a source quoted. What's the source for this halacha? How do you know Gershon's got a kachin oladam? That he's not related to all of his previous family members. How do you know that? It's a principle that we all know. But how do you know that? So the Meshach Chachma in source number 5, and then Devarim Parakei, he quotes the Chassam Sofer and Avodah Zarah, who was bothered. The Chassam Sofer, Kidis Kasha Koyamav. All his life he's bothered. What's the source for this halacha? Mehechan Otsiyo Chazal, and Yavam is Gershon is Garkach, and Aladam, and Yuyan Sham. So he's bothered by it. Says the Chassam Sofer, says the Meshach Chachma, what do you mean? Didn't you listen to the first three sources in our shir? What's the source of Gershon's Gagach and Oladami Lodaiti Pashut? The Yatza Lahem as follows. The Mistam Ahayel Yotzi Mitzrayim Nashim Harbe. Shahayim Yosef Shem Bnei Noach Musharad Alehen. Mistama, says the Meshach Chachma. Many people in Am Yisrael were married to women who were usher to them. Meaning Hilchaz Arayas. There were probably a lot of women that they were married, that there were marriages that were arayos, and they went to Har Sinai, right? They 3 days with, before, they weren't with their wives. They went to Har Sinai. Hashem says, Hilchas Arayos! And they're like, got to divorce my wife, right? L'chor, there were a lot of them. And yet, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to them? Shuv lo ochem lo aleichem. Go back to your tents. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Maybe he's married to an aunt. Maybe he's married. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents. Amram and Yocheved. It's a nephew and an aunt. Right, so how is that possible? The Amram Yochiyah, Shagadol Hadora, Yevadaso Dadaso, the Chin Amram Biyoma, Perakim Akipurim, Badachasiyah Dilopritilu. The Gemara even says that the pasuk that says, Bachu Lemishmachosav, they were crying. Vim Loha Yerigil, Loha Yebochin, Vech later on. How did Hashem tell us to go back to our tents and ain't bein Ahalo Elishto? It must be. Gershon is Garkon Shinol Adami. That's the source. The source is Geirus. The source is Matan Torah. That's the source for the halacha of Gershon is Gayer, Kikot and Shinol Adami. So this is all part one. This is all background. That the Matan Torah was a Geirus of Klal Yisrael. And this is the form, is the basis and halacha for our Hirchas Geirus. Just one parenthetical also. Drush thought that I once heard, shouldn't it be Goyish and his Gayer? Why is it Gershon is Gayer? Gershon is Garkon Shinol Adami. Goyish and his Gayer, Kikot and Shinol Adami. So maybe we'll come back to that at the end of this year. Remind me if I forget. But it might connect to the lumdus that we are, Bezer, I'm going to get into. So that's part one. But it's not so simple. Let's ask one or two questions that will make us have to rethink a little bit. That, it's beautiful, this is the Geirus of Am Yisrael, and this is exactly a regular run-of-the-mill Geirus, and it's the basis for all Geirus in history. Maybe it's not so simple. Because there were a number of problems that we were able to bring up. Number one, this question is not on your sheet. This question is a separate. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra. Rashi also quotes it in Sefer Bamidbar by the Nachlas, by the splitting up. We know the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. How is it split up? It was a combination. It was a composite of the people who went into Eretz Yisrael and the Yotzei Mitzrayim. It's kind of a complicated figuring out. The Gemara says, which Rashi quotes, you count up the number of kids, and then you go back to the fathers, and you split it equally from the fathers. That's why Slavchad got his own portion, and he got his grandfather's portion, and a couple of... How is that possible? Ask the Klei Chemda. I didn't give you the Klei Chemda inside. But how is that possible? If Gershon's Gayer Kachin Oladami, they're not related anymore to anything before Matan Torah. What are you going back to their fathers for? You get the number of kids, they go to the fathers. They're not related anymore. So if you want to say it goes by Nichnasim La'aretz, fine, but it doesn't say that. The Gemara says you go Nichnasim La'aretz, and then you go back to see how many fathers they had, and then you split it up. So question one is, how does that all make sense? If it's really Gershon's got a kachin oladami, if it's a real, full-fledged, regular Geirus, then we're stuck. We're stuck because why you don't have any connection. The Meshach Chachma even says that's the source for Gershon is Gayer. Question one. Question two. Gemarin's Yevamos asks an amazing question. Itmar. It's a question that one has to know the answer to. How you lo banan bi also ovei kolchavim in his Gayer? What if a convert converts when he is a little older and he already has children when he's a guy? Has he been Yosef Puravu? What if his kids convert with him? Does that make a difference? Does that make a difference? You might think it doesn't make a difference. Gersh is a guy, you're not related. But if somebody has kids when he's a guy, is he Mekayim Puravu? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kiyim Puravu. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, he's Mekayim Puravu.
Even if his kids aren't Jewish.
Doesn't say anywhere the Gemara. It's a question the Rishonim deal with. Did they have to convert with him? But Pashtus, no. Because even if they convert, right, they're not Jewish, they're not related to him. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, you brought biological children into the world, finished. Puravu. Rish Lakish Amar, Loki and Puravu. Rish Lakish says, no. You're not Mekayim Puravu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ki and Puravu, why? To Ha-Havale. Look, he had kids. Rish Lakish Amar, Loki and Puravu. Why not? Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan Shinola Dami. There's the phrase. You're not related. You become Jewish, you're not related anymore. When you're a guy, you're not Mitzuvin Puravu. When you're a Jew, you don't have your kids anymore. Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan Shinola Dami. Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Machlokas number one. Let's go to another machlokas, which we're all familiar with. For the mitzvah peruvu, what do you have to have? Says the Mishnah in Yevamos. Lo yevatel adam mipir yevarivya, source number 7. Ela imken yesh lo banim. Right? Ela, you have to have children. Beshamay omrim shnei zachar. Beshamay says two males. Two boys. That's the mitzvah peruvu. Beshila omrim zachar nekeva shneemar zachar nekeva bra'am. Beshila says male and female, boy and a girl. What are the sources? So that's not as famous. Right. Famous Lachlo the Bisham Beis Hillel. What's the sources? So skip down a couple of lines. Beshame Yomrim Shnei Zacharim. My time of the Beshame. Yalfinan mi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys. Dechsev b'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer. That's it? You can tell me Moshe didn't do the mitzvah? Come on. Moshe did the mitzvah. Okay, he didn't do Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but that wasn't his choice. So you might say also having children is not a person's choice. But the Gemara Beis Shammai assumes that, no. If Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the source, two boys. Beis Hillel, Yalfinim, Yibayasa Shalom. No, you learn from God. God created Adam and Chava. You learn from God, boy and girl. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the machlokas. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ask some of the Achronim. Let's for a minute put together Beis Shammai with Reish Lakish. What's the source according to Beis Shammai? What's the source? Beis Shammai says you have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when did he have his kids? He had his kids before Matan Torah. So how is he even Yossi Peruvu with Eliezer and Gershom anyway? And L'chora, Beis Hillel doesn't argue on that fact. He just says you don't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. What? Is that why he argues? You can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu because that wasn't Peruvu. He wasn't Yossi at all. It doesn't sound that way. You wouldn't think that. You would think that no, it's better to learn from Beis Shammai Shalom. So, how do you even understand the Gemara? Right, Beis Shammai's source is Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Reish Lakish, was even Mekayim. Doesn't matter what we hold, but at least there's a day there. Reish Lakish would say he wasn't Mekayim. Well, you'd have to say that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and Beis Hillel holds like Reish Lakish. It's got to be something deeper. Got to be something deeper. But again, the question basically is, was Moshe Rabbeinu Mekayim Puravu? And the Gemara has him as a model, at least according to some opinions. So number one, why do you go back to Yosef Mitzrayim? They're not related anymore. It's really a Geirus. Number two, Beis Shammai, Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally, a third question. Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, the sugya of Ger Katan. Get a big sugya. We could have a couple of shiurim on it. We're just going to do one line of Tosfos. Big sugya. The Gemara says that if a child who is less than 13 converts, Matbilin Oso Al Das Bezdin. You put him into the mikvah, Al Das Bezdin, Mishim Deschusu, Zachel Adam Shalom Afanav. It's as if he's not there, but it's a schus for him to be Jewish. Okay, big sugya. But there is Tosfos asks, Tosfos shita is. This is a big topic. Let's do the beginning of Tosfos. The tema, da zechia havi mitam shlichus. Big sugya in the Rishonim. Whether there's a connection between zechia and shlichus. Those two halachic principles. We usually think of them as two separate principles. What's zechia? You're not here. I'm going to take this on your behalf. I'm going to pick this up. I'm not your shliach. Shliach requires appointment, a minui. I tell you to do something. Shluch hashalom kamoso. Zechia. But the Rishonim Tosfos, Rashi, in a few places in Shas, in Kiddushin, Bamitzia, they all hold Zechia Mitam Shlichus. There is a connection between those two principles. So ask Tosfos, how could you say that the Geirus of a Katan is based on the principle of Zechia? Zechia is connected to Shlichus, and a Katan is a lot bar Shlichus. If a Katan is excluded from Shlichus, he's excluded from Zechia also. So how can this kid, how can you make him Jewish? You can only make him Jewish on a Zechiah is la mitam shlichus. Answers Tosis, unbelievable. Line 11, Vinira Lari, Tahachanami, the Zachinlo, Midrabanan. He's a Jew on a rabbinic level. Wow. Kita Amrinan Hassam, the Katan is Lizchi Midrabanan. The Alpha Gav Dakati Ovid Kochavimhu, even though he's really a guy, he's a guy Doraisa, but a Jew Drabanan. That's a huge chiddush. How do you have such a thing? But when he gets older, he'll be able to be in the parasha of shlichus. This is good enough. That Tosa says on line 17. V'yam Tomer, hechay avi ger d'rabanan v'sharinu le'bavas Yisrael. What, you're going to let this guy d'oraisa, Jew d'rabanan, marry a Jew? Right? V'kiddush av kiddushin ha'minat Torah v'kachavimu. He's a guy d'oraisa. How can he marry a Jew? Says Tosa, no problem. The Kesavar, Commander Amar, Beisha Rabbi, and Yevamis, the Yesh Koach, Beach Chachavim, Lachadar, and a Torah, Bekum Vasei. Right? This is like the Shita that says the Chachavim have the power to allow you to do a Averis actively. Bekum Vasei. We generally assume the other way. Beshev Altasa, they can tell us, don't blow shofar. They can tell us, don't shake a lulav. They can't tell us, go do an Avera, but there is a day that says they could do that. That's like this Manda Amar. But Tosva says, Beikaron, all the Ktanim, or Gerim, Durabanan. The Kabbalah Somis is again when they're 13, right? Whether you Efshar Limchos, whether it can be Mocha. Right, if it's a Durabanan, right, you have to give him the choice. Higdilu Yecholim Limchos or Eini Yecholim Limchos. But this is the Tosis. Let's get back to our question, our issue now. Question number 3. All the Ketanim in the Midbar were only Geirim Durabanan? That's what we're saying here. So their parents were Jews and they were non-Jews. Daraisa. That's how we're supposed to understand it? Again, the assumption of all three questions that we're asking is, if the Matan Torah, as we saw in the first four sources, Matan Torah is the basis for all Hilchas Geirus, and Gershas Garka and Genova Dami, you know that according to the Beshe Chachma, from Har Sinai. If that's true, then you have a problem. Because we have these three issues. Number one, how are they nochel the land based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim? They weren't related to Yotzei Mitzrayim anymore. Number two, how did Moshe Rabbeinu do the Mitzvah Puravu? How does Beis Shammai use him as a model if he had his kids before Matan Torah? So according to Beis Shammai, according to Gershis Geyer, he wasn't Yotzei the Mitzvah. And question number three now, what, all the kids were going to Daraisa, according to Tosus? Those are our three questions. They all point in a certain direction, and that is, maybe it's not so simple that Matan Torah was a regular Geirus. Yes, the halachas of Geirus are learned from Matan Torah, but maybe there's something unique going on, that even though it's the basis, it's the model, but it's still a special case. And therefore, even though there are these problems, it's a little more flexible. So, what we're going to do for the rest of this year is to have two answers. One quick one, and one a little more elaborate. To answer the question, so what was unique about the Geirus of Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai? First answer is given by Rav Soloveitchik, quoted here in the Ha'arei Kedem, in source number 9. He quotes the Rambam about Yisurei Bia, and he quotes the question about related to Tosfos. But let's look on line... let's read from the beginning. Because he's going to quote, he's going to be B'dayik in a Rambam. Because of a Rambam. Perk, you give him a Chazizur Abiyah. B'shlosh Adavarim Nechuz Yisrael Abris. B'milah B'thilah V'karban. U'balach HaGimel Kosav. We read this. So V'karban Kishenema V'yishlach HaZnarayim B'nei Yisrael V'yalu Olos Al Yidei Kol Yisrael Hikrivim. The firstborns were Makriv Al Yidei Kol Yisrael. What is that extra phrase teaching me? The firstborns gave the Karbanos Al Yidei Kol Yisrael. What's the Kavana? He says you find a similar idea in Hilchas Tshuva, when it comes to the Seir HaMishtaleach. Right, the goat that's pushed off the cliff that brings kapar for all of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says on the third, now line 9, Sir Mishtaleach, Lefishahu kapara al kol Yisrael, Kohen Godol misvade alav alash on kol Yisrael. Again, similar idea. The Kohen Godol on behalf of all Yisrael. The Karbonis are brought on behalf. What's the emphasis? Says the Rav, Vasha kavanaso lomar bazeh. Demikivan shas yira mishtaleach hu karban sibur ki haigat kohen gadol mizvad ala vidu shal sibur vmk nered degam kavaras aramim hacha lomar di haolo sheikrivu ba'medbo hayu karban sibur al kol Yisrael. The geirus of Matan Torah wasn't a regular geirus. You know why? Because it was a national geirus. A geirus shal sibur, not geirus of yechidim. That breaks certain rules. When you have a geirus hatzibur, that's unique. Lefiza nira mevor b'devei Rambam. That's the emphasis. Al yedei kol Yisrael ekrivum. The hageirus b'midbar have a geirus shel tzibur, like the Rambam says. V'nira olmein 18. The gamma kabbalas mitzvus v'chol ma'isa geirus. Lo haya geirus nifred es l'kol echad v'chem Yisrael. It's not that every single individual Jew converted. Elon is gairu kulam b'bas achas. The only time in history this ever took place. It was a chalos tzibur geirus. Nasev enishma was the maisa kabolos ol mitzvah shel geirus b'bas achas. Never happened before, and that's why it could be a rule breaker. Yes, it's a geirus, but it also has its own unique element. It's a geirus at tzibur. And therefore, even if you want to say, usually, answering Tosfos, the third question we asked, even if you want to say, usually, ketanim are only to Rabbanan, not when it comes to a tzibur. Tzibur is a unit. Tzibur is more, the sum is more than the sum of its parts. And therefore he says, line 8, now in the next source, in source 10, Olivim HaShechad Yesh Lomar, Tegersh Yizgarkot Shenola Domi, Hainu Dafka Bishin Yizgayir Levado. The bazeh idea gerus who can cut into nolad ubat la kuvel kol mishpachto. When somebody converts himself, he has cut off his past. He is not related to anything anymore. The gami mishpachto yiskaru. Even if his family converts with him, that's a bunch of individuals converting. Kfar bat la hakurva b'nehem mikoch haklal shagerus yizgar cut into noladami. Because it's only a geirus of yechidim. Avo begeirus shal matan Torah, which is a chefz shal geirus achas shal kol tzibur. It's everybody together. So that's different. That's different. Line 17. Al kenein shayach lomar. You can't say kakan shenolad. I'm not related to my family because my family, it's we all did it together as a unit. So Moshe's related to his kids because they all converted together. And Tosa could say it's even on a daraisa level. And you can be related to the Yotzei Mitzrayim because this was a different type of geirus. It was a geirus at Sibur, and therefore it was different. It is somewhat difficult, I'll give it to you, that if that's true, then how could the Meshach HaKma say that this is the source for Gershon's Guy Kajan Al-Adami? You're about to ask that. Yeah, try to read your mind. But, maybe according to this prayer, the Meshach HaKma, you can't say the Meshach HaKma. Right? The Chassam Sofer knew that pasuk and also didn't suggest that. Chassam Sofer just left it. Sarach Ian, it's bothered me all my life. I don't know what the source is. Okay. I'd rather leave it. It's bothered me all my life. Right? Person, leave it as a kasha rather than to give an answer that I don't like. That's what the Chassam Sofer would say, and that's what maybe you could say here. But either way, that is approach number one. It was a geirus at Tzibur, not a geirus at Yachid, and that's why it is a rule breaker. Okay. Second idea, though. And now we're going to have to know. We're going to have two ideas. Second idea related to the geirus of Matan Torah. Couple of steps to the answer. Start off with the Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos tells us, again, issues of geirus, source number 11. Vein mar ben alav, vein medakten alav. We're not so, we are not a missionizing religion. If a person pushes and pushes and pushes and finally says, I want to, okay, then we'll accept him. Kibel malan oso miyad, give him a mila. Nishtar bo tzitzin amakon etz amila, chozim malan oso shniya. Right, if you have to give him a regular mila, you can't leave any tzitzin, any parts of the skin that's ma'akev, that prevents the mila from being an effective mila. Nisrapa, once he gets healed from the mila, matvilan oso miyad, then you dub him in a mikvah. Fishay tabidei chachamim, omed malgabav, two tabidei chachamim are there, they see him, they're modiyah, mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs chamuros. Oh, okay, comes out of the mikvah, he's ki yisrael l'chol dvarav. Say the Rishonim. Based on this Gemara, it sounds like And again, we could have a whole shiur on Inyani Mila, Inyani Geiris, which hopefully we will have at some point. But it sounds like, from this Gemara, that what do you do first? What's the order? And is the order significant? What's the order?
First Mila.
Mila, then Tvila. Right? Mila, and then you wait till you see, and then you do Tvila. Says Tosis right there. Matvila no somiya, source number 12. Mashma shamila kodim Tvila. Ukuta Amar in Gerash a Yomov Yitpo, like the language of the Gemara. He's not a Ger until he gets Mila and he is Tovel. Right? That's the Pashas of the Gemara. Mila comes before Tfila. Vitema as Tosis, but I have a problem, because later on in the Ayin Ches it says, Mu'uberish and his Gaira, Bina in Sorach Tfila. If a pregnant non-Jewish woman converts, her child born does not require Tvila. What does it sound like from the language of the Gemara? What do you mean does not require tefillah? Oh, sounds like he's still a guy when he's born. Doesn't sound like he doesn't need tefillah because he's Jewish. Doesn't sound that way. We'll see if anybody says that. But it sounds like he doesn't need tefillah. You know what? Why? Because the tefillah of the mother counts for him. That's what it sounds like. Tefillah of the mother counts for him. And therefore, all he needs is to do Mila when he is born. Say, ask Tosfos, but what do you mean? I thought the Gemara here says you do Mila before Tefillah. According to that Gemara, the Tefillah is working before the Mila. Because the Tefillah of the mother works for the baby, because the baby is part of the mother, and then you have the Mila afterwards. So says Tosfos, V'yomari, the shiny Hassam, Da'akati, L'chazi, L'mila. What do you want from the Ged? There's Ein Brera. Ein Brera there. So really, you know, we should have Mila beforehand, but Tosfos obviously holds us on Ma'akev. It's not ma'akev to have it out of order. That's Tosfos. Who agrees with Tosfos? The Ramban. Ramban as well, source number 13. The Ramban, really, on that Gemara, and you've almost them Zion. That's where all the major Gevra sugyas are. Tabahani, lama mashino so. What do we say? You wait till his Mila gets healed, they dub it in a mikvah. I have a better solution. Do it the opposite order, he can become Jewish 3 days sooner. Lama mashino so. Yat biluhu tchilo miyad yamo. Put him in a mikvah, then give him Mila, he's Jewish. Period. You don't have to wait at all. Ask the Ramban. Vishema, says the Ramban, maybe mitzvah lama v'achach litpo. He has that as a suggestion. Maybe the mitzvah, it doesn't sound like it's ma'akev, it's better. Mitzvah, it's l'chadchila, better to be mal him and then be tovel him. That's one possibility, and that's why you can't do that. Inami, or kivan shahamila kasha alav. Since the Mila is difficult for him. Malin also tchila. Why? Kedeshe im daito nokfo yifrosh. If you do the tfila first, they'll say, okay, I need a shower anyway. It's great. Wonderful. Right? And then Mila. Oh, no way. If you want to scare the guy, you want to see if he's really committed, you do the Mila first. Right? That's why you do the Mila first. Step one is Mila. Let's see if he's serious about this or not. We don't need to go through the whole tfila process and ask you mitzvahs kalas, chamuros. You know, let's do the Mila first. So that's why, at a practical level, but the Ramban says, really, though, if you did this the opposite order, then you still get why. Doesn't matter the order. Order doesn't really matter. And says the Ramban, I'll prove it to you that it doesn't matter. What do you think he's going to quote? Come on. The Gemara says in Ayin Ches, Giyores, Mu'uberes, Shetavla, Benayin, Sarach Tfila. Exactly the question that Tosfos asked that Gemara, because you see there, it could go out of order, says the Ramban. Okay, that is the Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the other day a little bit, but you can see he really believes in the second day. Mila and Tefillah, don't worry about the order. That is the sheet of Tosfos and the Ramban. But again, the Gemara about Ein Sricha Tefillah, Muberish and his Gaira, according to them, the kid still needs Mila. What type of Mila does the child need? Mila shel Gerus. Okay, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, the Mila that the child's going to have after he was born to a Jewish mother is a Mila of Gerus. Yes.
So according to that Gemara, when does the Mila take place?
According to that Gemara, is the Mila on day one or day eight?
Day one. There's no
great question. Great question. Probably day one. That's a great nafkamina.
If the requirements by Yom HaShmini proves that the baby is Jewish.
Right. If it's a ger, right, unless he says Mechusar Zman, right. But Pashas even day one. I'm not sure. Pashas even day one, you do the Mila there. That's if you say it's a Mila Shel Geiris. Good. But not everyone agrees to this.
Because he says,
It says what? When lochazi lamila? Back in Tosfos, yeah. Da'akati lochazi lamila, when he's in utero.
Yeah.
Meaning what? Right when he comes out. Okay, maybe I'll have to. He'll get the mila right away. Fascinating, interesting. Okay, but the Rashba and the Ritva, the Rabban's Talmidim, the Rabban's Talmud and Grand Talmud, they argue on their Rebbe. They say, we like that other possibility that you mentioned. V'li nireh, says the Rashba, this is all right there, Yevamis Mem Zayin. V'li nireh demila kodemes letvila ikuva. No, mila must come before tvila. De'im lo kain, because if not, la'olam aysa tvila kodemes mishim shiyui mitzvah. If, exactly like the Ramban's Taina, right? If you say you could do tefillah first, you would always do it first, so you could become Jewish earlier. The fact that you don't do it first means that it's ma'akev. Elakivan sh'tefillah koleles ikar gerus. Here's the lashon. Because tefillah encapsulates the main aspects of gerus. V'latzeis mitumas goyim v'likaneis b'kedushas Yisrael. And the tefillah is really the transition. Tefillah, by definition, is the transition ingredient in the Gaber's process. This is a lot. There's a lot of lumdis in the process. What does Mila do? What does Tefillah do? One of the big nafkaminas is the order. The Rashba here is explicit. Tefillah is the ikker. Mila is a prerequisite. It's basically saying Tefillah is the transition. What do you have to do first if you get things from a goy? First you have to kasher them, and then you tovel them. You do agala, and then you do tefillah. Sur meira, and then I say tov. That's basically what tefillah is, says the Rashba. So the order is ma'akev. First you have to do mila, and then you have to do tefillah. The Hari Kedem, in source 15, also quotes it. That's the lundis. The lundis is mila is not really part of the ma'isagerus. Mila might be a hechsher, or even in the words, he quotes it from the Rav, but it's really already in the words of the Beis Halevi. In Lech Lecha, mila is hasara shem arel. That's what mila is doing. It's not giving him kedusha. He says, look in source 15. This is basically explaining the what the Rashba said. Tikr did mila eno shayach latz amaisa geirus. Ela kol ikara hu lafkiya shem arel. Ulo tziyam mitumas akum. Ma she'enkin ha-tfila hi chelek mimaisa ha-geirus likanis takas kanfi ha-shechina. And therefore, B'nai Yisrael, first they will mal themselves in Mitzrayim. They removed their shem arel. But they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael until later. As we'll see. But this is the Rashba and the Ritva, right? Strong. No way, mila has to be before tefillah. What's the kasha? What do you have to deal with? Yevam esayin ches. What about muberish and his gaira? What about that case? Isn't it out of order there? Says the Rashba, says the Ritva now, in source 16. Says the Ritva, no problem, towards the end. Goes on line 16, shiny hasam. That case is unique. Dikishahu b'mei imo ein bein mila. It's missing a word. There's no chi of mila. Fahari hu kinekeva. Desagi le betvila. The baby boy is like a female. There's no chiyuv. At the moment of gerus, all there is tvila. Ukishenola rumalinoso, eno ella kamo yisrael shehu arel. The mila is a baby boy. Nafgamina, day 8. Develav hachi nami yisraelu. Right, meaning it must be here that the kid's Jewish already. That's why you could do it out of order, because you're not doing it out of order. All this child needs is tefillah. And again, an afkamina could be which day, right? Day one.
Other just of mother-son relationship.
Right. Again, this relates to the sugya of uber yerech imo, lav yerech imo, which I'm not going to go into now, but this is that it's clear the Ritva and the Rashba both say that this is a gerus, this is a mila shel Yehudi, not a mila shel gerus. Okay, this is all background now. We're almost there. We're almost at the answer to like our original question, what's unique? There's a question of the Achronim on Tosfos and the Ramban. It's quoted here in Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Aretz, Source 17. Quotes the kasha that was asked to Rabbi Chaim. There is a Gemara that says, Gemara doesn't quote it. Gemara Tzadik Zayin Amabez. Does it quote the Gemara? Doesn't quote it. But yeah, it's on. You see the beginning of the paragraph? Perknosin al Hanusa. Tzadik Zayin Amabez. Haisa horasat shalo begdusha v'ledasa begdusha. Chayavin mishem achin min ha'im. If you have two brothers, twins, twin boys, that were born Horasan shalo b'kdusha v'ledasa b'kdusha. Their mother became impregnated with them when she was a guy, and then she converted, right? And then they were born. They were born b'kdusha. The halacha is they are related. Achim in ha'im. In terms of arayos, in terms of edus. If horasan shalo b'kdusha v'ledasa b'kdusha. Asked to Reb Chaim, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, these boys aren't Jewish yet. They had a mila shel gerus. So why are they related? So what that they were born to a Jewish mother? Tosfos and the Ramban hold that this is an example of mila and tefila in the opposite order. And this is a mila shel gerus. So why should they be related? Hiksha kvod mar agon Reb Chaim alevi zatzami bris. The Imkain, remember, Rabbi Chanan was a major Talmud of both Rabbi Chaim and the Chafetz Chaim. Amazing, he had both. Imkain lo machayav mishum achem and aim. Why? Why? So Rabbi Chaim came. Oh, it must be, which is a difficult answer, but it must be that the mother converted before she was 40 days fertilized. So they didn't really have the status even of an Uber yet. Okay, that's a big ukimta in the Gemara. 40 days, within 40 days after fertilization. Right, within 40 days after fertilization, so it's Maya Ba'alma, not a baby yet. Okay, a difficult ukipta. Difficult ukipta, but that's what Reb Chaim is forced to say, because look, yeah, if they're not Jewish, so why should you have the Isurim of Achim and Ha'im? But there's another answer given by the Achronim, and this is what opens up to us a whole new understanding. Says the Granat, Rav Naftali Trapping, Supis and Simon Chavches. Granat was a Rav in Radin in the yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim, says the Granat as follows. The Nir Eliyashi Bazehu, he comes up to answer this question on the Ramban, and also he says it about Matan Torah, as we'll see. Da'av shematzrichim geirus levlad shenolan me'akam al ba'abas Yisrael. There are some days that say, if a guy lives with a Jewish girl, and they have a baby, there's a geirus needed, even though we paskin, they make her, then she's Jewish. The child's not Jew, not a guy. Ella be'emes hu Yisrael. That child is a Yisrael. Ella da'akati lohavi bechlau kedushas Yisrael. There could be a status of Yisrael without having kedushas Yisrael. The yichus ha-kedusha tali b'ha'avos. Kedusha goes by avos. L'mishmachosein l'veis avosam. I'm a Kohen, why? If my father's a Kohen. I'm a Levi, if my father's a Levi. Shvatim go by the fathers. The father imbues kedusha. A mother gives status Jewish. You can have the shame Yisrael without kedushas Yisrael. V'lazet sara gerus k'de l'kaba lov kedushas Yisrael. You don't even need his das. It's not a ger shittis gayer. It's not a ger katan. Because if he already has a shame Yisrael, he has to get kedushas Yisrael. What's the Granat saying? At Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael already had a Shem Yisrael. They got that from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Right, it's a separate topic, but this relates to what was the status of Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah. Were they super Bnei Noach, or were they already Bnei Yisrael? Says the Granat, they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael yet. You can't have Kedusha without Torah. They didn't have Kedushas Yisrael yet, but they had the status of Yisrael. And that's why the Ketanim didn't have a problem. It was even on a Doraisa level, because they already had the Shem Yisrael. And what about Tosfos and the Ramban? They had a Jewish mother. They were born to a Jewish mother. They still need Mila Shel Gerus, because they needed Kedushas Yisrael. The Yisyashiv, line 19. The Yisyashiv, Bozekam, Devri Ramban. This is our Ramban. Demu Bereshit is Gaira. Denasis Yisraelis. Gamo Uber Nasi Yisrael. Mikamakam Yisrael, who kivet imam Yisraelis. He has a Jewish mother. He's Shem Yisrael, Ela Shechaser Lo B'Kedushas Yisrael. V'yal Zeh Mahani Tfila, V'Hamila Sheyehei Yisrael Gamor. So there was a Shem Yisrael, there wasn't total from Goy to Jew, but this answers the Ramban's question, but now go back to our earlier question. Matan Torah wasn't a regular Geirus. Yes, we learn Halachas, but Bnei Yisrael started out with much more. They already had a Shem Yisrael. They already had a certain status based on who they were. The other achrodim who pick up on this idea, who say it as well, that the, look at the Maharal, I'll give you two, the Maharal, line 7. Tavadei, mishin is gayer, me atzmo, kagon goy, kiven to lo hayet sarach lagayer, but me gayer atzmo, havi bir yacheres lagamre. Find a goy who has no connection to the Jewish people, he's a totally different person when he leaves his past. Avo Yisrael, she yatzo mi Mitzrayim, but the Jews who left Mitzrayim, kiva chayi muchu yavim makabalas haTorah, this was their destiny! They already were Hashem Yisrael. You can't say you're just turning the back on everything. Moshe was related to his kids. They were related to Yotzei Mitzrayim. Not because the first shot we had was, oh, it was Tzibor. This is a different element. Even if it wasn't Tzibor, there was Hashem Yisrael, right? Because we just gave an example of Hashem Yisrael without Kedusha Yisrael, even by a Yachid. Right? A child born to a Jewish mother. She converted in when he was in utero. That's an example even by a Yachid. So it says the Klei Chemda as well in Source 21. Line 11. Im Kain. Lo Shayach Bazek Gershin Iskar Kachin Ola Dami. Again, this is probably against the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma will not give you any of these answers. To Adarabba, how he Iker Nisinas Atorah Li Yisrael Mipnei Sheim Shayachim Lo. Why did Hashem convert us? Why? Because this is what was supposed to happen. V'hi shelahem mipas sheim b'nei Avram Yisrael v'Yaakov. V'davka b'ger shabol izgar mi'uma acheres. If a ger is coming from a different uma, he's cutting himself off from his roots, and he's making new roots, being medavik with Hashem Yisparach. So that's kakatan shenolad. Line 19, Amnam Yisrael hu lehefech, to be'emes heim nisya'adu me'rosh l'kabalas haTorah. Right, this is Yom HaShishi. Right, the Sivan. Raksha Yitzrichim Latseis Derakura Barzel B'Mitzrayim. This was just all part of the process. V'Yamanas Kain Yasim Mitzrayim L'Kabal Hatzbos Torah Kadosha U'Baza Nishlama Tachlis Habriya Shelahem. This is Barer, and this is what is meant. So it's a totally different idea. It wasn't a regular Geirus, but we already had Hashem Yisrael giving Kedushas Yisrael. If this is all true, again, this is a little drushy, but this is all true, so maybe one can get back to the original also question, why is it called Gershon is Gar Kanchen Ola Dami. Yes, we just said you can't really apply that principle. But maybe in this sense, Gershon is Gayer, because every Ger that's this Gayer, Lumafreya, you realize that he was is connecting to the Jewish people. Maybe in a certain sense, this was his destiny. That's why he's already Ger. He's not a Goyshon is Gayer. He already has a little Shemetz beforehand. Kanchen Ola Dami. He's still Kanchen Ola Dami. Still totally not related. Maybe that's why he's a little Gershonist guy. Okay, just to summarize what we did, we started off with a couple of sources related to the general halachas of Geirus. It seems to be that Geirus is learned out from Matan Torah. That doesn't change. We learn halachas of Geirus from Matan Torah. And the Meshech Chachma even goes as far as to say that Gershon is Gagan Shalol Dami. The basis for that is Matan Torah. But then we said, but 1 minute. So could Beis Shammai bring Moshe Rabbeinu as a raya that you have to have two sons for the mitzvah? How could the Nachlas be given out based on Yotzei Mitzrayim, at least partially? And number three was the question of how is it possible that, what was the third question? Katanim. Ketanim are only drabanans. All the ketanim in the midrash drabanans. So we said number one, shot number one from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik, possibly was that it was at Tzibor. Tzibor, you gain more than just the achidim. And the second shot, based on what the achronim ask on the Tosas and the Ramban, the pshat of the granat and the pshat of the klei chemda, and that is, this is an example of they already had a Shem Yisrael. They just didn't have kedushas Yisrael, and that's what they had to be imbued in. And this answers the kashas. If all this is true, so you end up, it's somewhat more of a chiddush that this is the basis for regular geirus. But still, this is a unique type of geirus, but yesh b'chlal masayimana, you could say regular geirus also has these rules and regulations. Even this geirus required these three. Milav and feeling ourselves dumb in. Kol shekin, a regular geir, where you're going from 0 to 100. Here you're going from 50 to 100, according to the second shot. But surely, by a regular geirus, it would be even more. Just to end off, I didn't give it to you, I should have given it to you. I've quoted this a number of times in the past. The Rambam has a letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. To Rabbi Ovadia, a certain ger, there was a Muslim convert that wrote him a letter and said, everybody's making fun of me, and it's very sad, and they're screaming at me that I was over the Avodah Zarah, and they're violating the Isser of don't take advantage of the gerim. So the Rambam has two parts to his letter. The first half of the letter, he says, Islam is not Avodah Zarah, and you were never in Avodah Zarah, so they're wrong. And the second half, he says, and they're telling you and screaming at you and getting angry at you, kalakois, kilo ovid avodah zarah. So you tell them that they're worshiping avodah zarah. But you, and then he has, I should have brought it, but a beautiful flowery lashon of, but you are mistofiv stachas kanfei yashchina, you're better even than us, because we were born this way, you chose, you had bechira chafshis, and you became, so it's something beautiful, says the Rambam. You should be very proud of it. So we should just realize also that we originally came from Gerim. We are an Am of Gerim, not just in Mitzrayim, but it was a type of Geiris at our Sinai, but it might have been a unique type of Geiris that we had, and we should appreciate that Geiris, right? We're in the month of Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, right? Kimu Vakiblu, so we're, right? Shvuayim, within 2 weeks before Purim, we should realize Matan Torah then, and the Matan Torah that happened this month as well. Okay, we'll stop here.